Hi everyone. One of the most common issues that customers face is getting good reporting information. The usage reports are getting better in the user interface, but getting to that next level of detail, all the way down to individual virtual machines, so people can see exactly what's going on, it often comes up as a question with customers, either at the onboarding or later down the road. So what I want to go into today is the download usage data file. It's available to enterprise admins. It's available to account owners it's available to account owners in any case, but if the enterprise administrator has allowed them to see costs, then they're able to see the costs as well. Let me go into that report here. It comes in several formats. The monthly download, if I click on this, these are bounded by month. What you want is the usage detail, and these are going to have the detail all the way down to individual components. The advanced report download lets you specify a date range, lets you set specific accounts. So if I want to look at this quarter, the quarter is the current is always the normal default. I want to look at a specific set of accounts and run a report. I can do so. I request the usage data here. It begins to build that report. It'll be in a processing status. I can use the refresh up here at the top to get that updated. It stays in processing until it's finished, and when it's done, it'll be in a download status. If you do choose accounts or periods for which there's no data, you will get no data. And I'm not sure under what condition the error occurred here, but if I refresh here, now this report is in a download status. These are only kept for 7 days. So if you run a report here that you want to keep the data for, you'll need to save that aside. Let me go back to the monthly download. I'm going to look at the current month. We show the currentness of this data, or when it was last pulled. I'm going to open that Excel spreadsheet. So normally what I do is, after this data is here, I just want to highlight a couple columns. If you're an indirect user, you normally will not see columns S and T. I'm sorry, that would be R and S. That would be the resource rate and the extended cost. These columns are only populated if your partner has published a markup for you. If you're an indirect customer, in a direct customer, you're going to see these as an enterprise administrator, and an account owner is going to see these two columns only if the enterprise administrator has enabled them to see costs on the enrollment tab. But typically I'll go to cell A3, which is the top left. I do Control Shift End, which grabs all the data to the bottom right, and insert a pivot table. Now you can use any of the fields in this report, but what I find for bill back accounting, the most common ones used are account name, subscription name, product. This is essentially the same as you'd see in the usage summary in the user interface. And then if you want to go to that next level of detail, we add instance ID, which is going to take to that individual components like virtual machines and storage accounts. This is also going to make my field A very wide because there's some really long descriptions in the instance ID field. And then I'm going to grab extended cost and pull it into sum of values. Now it's not going to appear here because it's going to be off the page to the right because column B is so wide. And I happen to know, let me scroll to the right, I happen to know that there's usually way too many digits after the decimal place. So for this value, I click on the down arrow here to the right of sum of extended cost, and I choose value field settings, and I indicate that this is currency by clicking number format and then currency. This will round all those numbers to dollars and cents. Now I'm going to shorten the width of column A here by just choosing this, right clicking, choosing the column width, and I make this 50 units so this all comes back to one page. So now I can see the detail as I look through accounts of what's being used at what level. For example, this account, Azure Billing Portal Test, and they had $107 charges for this month so far for virtual machines. In the usage summary, it would only show this line, A1 VM non-Windows US Central. But what I can see here is there's actually five different virtual machines, unique individual virtual machines, and they're each billing certain amounts. So this gets me to that lowest level of detail. So this is one of the most commonly requested items. This data, of course, is also available through the API, and let me address that. We do have a video that goes into more detail on the API, and it's also on the Channel 9 site. But just roughly what you do with the API, not with the details in programmatic, you first generate a key. The key is good for 6 months. You present that key along with the enrollment number to the database, and then you use REST API calls to pull the usage data. Now, that usage data will come in the form of a CSV. It'll also come in JSON format, and you can manipulate those files from there to generate reports that you like. So that is my brief demo of reporting, and in particular looking at the download usage files and using pivot tables in Excel to get more detailed information out. Thanks for your time.